KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 16 degrees. We're looking for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Well, the state website tracking coronavirus data shows while hospital numbers are improving, more Iowans have died from COVID this month than during any previous month of the pandemic. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
On November 1st, there were 676 COVID patients in Iowa hospitals. That surged to more than 1,500 by November 17th. There has been a more than 20% decline in hospitalizations over the past 2 weeks, but the death rate is accelerating. Nearly 28% of all the COVID-related deaths reported in the state of Iowa during the pandemic have been confirmed by state officials this month. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And early this morning, the coronavirus dashboard showed 2,400 COVID deaths in Iowa. State website also showed a record 155 Iowa nursing homes have current coronavirus outbreaks among residents and staff. Active infections have been confirmed among over 4,900 residents and nursing home staff. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, Iowa's death toll from COVID-19 has reached 2,400. The state's coronavirus website indicates 25 additional deaths have taken place since 10 a.m. on Sunday. The IDPH says 1,335 of those who died had a pre-existing medical condition. Long-term care or LTC facility deaths account for 1,063 deaths statewide. LTC data show there are 155 current outbreaks, 4,938 patients and staff testing positive, 2,073 testing negative. Area long-term care facility data showed 211 positive cases and 130 recoveries at the three facilities in Cass County, 127 positive and 22 recovered in Shelby County's two facilities, 139 positive and 117 are recovered in one facility in Harrison County, and there are 232 positive cases with 75 recoveries at three long-term care facilities in Pottawatomie County where there are outbreaks. There are also 1,180 new positive cases as of this morning for a total of 228,976 since the beginning of the pandemic. Iowans who have recovered from the virus amount to 132,213, while 1,211,060 have been tested to date. There were 3,786 lab results returned yesterday with 2,923 negative and 853 of those being positive. The individual positivity rate is at 18.9% as of this morning, and the 14-day rolling average is 17.8%. Cass County's positivity rate is 19.3%. The hospitalization data show 1,162 Iowans are in a hospital facility. 224 COVID patients are in an ICU compared to 235 on Sunday. 138 were admitted compared to 131 yesterday, and 147 COVID patients are on a ventilator. Hospitals in southwest and western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, report 63 hospitalized. That's more than 56 from yesterday, and 16 are in ICU. 9 were admitted compared to 7 on Sunday. There are 8 COVID patients on a ventilator. A total of 979,933 negative results have been returned since the pandemic began. The IDPH says 131,099 Iowans have recovered from the virus. You can see the county-by-county data updated just a little bit ago here on our website, news page at kjan.com. The Cass County Board of Supervisors today will consider a request by the Cass County Firefighters Association for some financial support. The request is for 5% of matched funding if a grant application for the purchase of radios is approved. The association has applied for a grant amounting to approximately $343,000. Supervisors will meet electronically and receive that request via Zoom this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. In other business, they'll act on allowing or disallowing on a case-by-case basis family farm credits and agricultural land credits in accordance with the Code of Iowa. In the funeral announcements, Gerald Schultz, age 92, of Harlan, died November 24th. A private family funeral service for Gerald Schultz will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Arnberg, age 81, of Redfield, died November 19th. A private family graveside service for Charles Arnberg will be live-streamed on the Johnson Family Funeral Home Facebook page beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. Marjorie Holland, age 89, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A visitation for Marjorie Holland, with no family present, will be today from noon until 5:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. A private family funeral service will be tomorrow at 10:30, live-streamed on Roland Funeral Home's website. Charles Bloom, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A private family graveside service for Charles Bloom will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Richard Dick Kralik, age 86, of Cumberland, died November 21st. Public graveside services for Dick Kralik will be today at 2 o'clock at the Bohemian National Cemetery in rural Adams County. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Barbara Nelson, age 92, of Greenfield, died November 24th. Funeral services for Barbara Nelson will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Walter Walt Knudsen, age 77, of Walnut, died Friday at the Veterans Medical Center. A memorial service for Walt Knudsen will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lois Lacey, age 102, of Urbandale and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at Bickford of Urbandale Assisted Living and Memory Care. Graveside services for Lois Lacey will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Jim Bakerink, age 73, of Fontenelle, died November 23rd. Public graveside services for Jim Bakerink will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Patricia Locke, age 76, from Freedom, Wisconsin, a native of Atlantic, died November 15th. A funeral service for Patricia Locke will be held on Thursday at 11:30 at the St. Pius Church in Appleton, Wisconsin. Kelly Williams, age 58, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kelly Williams will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Robert Fielmeyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. A private family-only funeral service will be held for Robert Fielmeyer at St. Mary's Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Terry Heilig, age 73, of Eufaula, Oklahoma, died Thursday in Tulsa. Private services will be held for Terry Heilig with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home assisting the family. Dorothy Anderson, age 82, of Shelby, died Wednesday. A private funeral service will be held for Dorothy Anderson with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby assisting the family. Gail Johnson, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. A celebration of life for Gail Johnson will be at a later date. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Roberta Nichols, age 92, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A celebration of life for Roberta Nichols will be at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.